The Perfect Smile, A Jessie Hunt Psychological Suspense, Book 4. Written by Blake Pierce. Narrated by Sarah Pavlik. Prologue. When Gabrielle got back to her two-bedroom rented house in Studio City, it was almost 5 in the afternoon. She'd spent most of the day at the beach with a guy she'd been seeing. It was fun. Her date had rented a cabana at the Annenberg Beach House in Santa Monica, and the food and the adult beverages were kept constantly flowing. But now she felt crispy from the sun and slightly uncomfortable from the endless snacking. She knew she couldn't have too many afternoons like that if she wanted to keep her body in the kind of shape that made other guys pretend not to stare when she sashayed by. As she opened the glass front door of the house, she admired her reflection. She might have felt bloated, but she still looked great. Her long dark hair had a windswept quality from the continuous ocean breeze. Her deeply tanned skin might be smarting, but at least it was glowing. And in her platform sandal, she topped out well over 6 feet tall. When she got inside the house, she could immediately hear Claire, her friend and housemate, engaged in a heated phone conversation. She made a token attempt to ignore what was being said before giving in to curiosity. "We can't see each other anymore," she heard Claire say, and then pause for the inevitable negative reaction. After a few seconds of silence, she responded to whatever the other person had said. "It's just not a fit," Claire replied calmly with a firm but apologetic tone. "It would be best for both of us to simply move on." Gabrielle smiled to herself. She was pretty adept to these kinds of breakup calls. But Claire was an expert. She always managed to let the guy down easy, making him think that it was her insecurities and not the greener grass of the next guy that was the issue. But this time, it sounded like the process was a bit bumpier. Claire's soon-to-be ex was slightly audible, even multiple rooms away. After what sounded like a tirade during which her roommate remained silent, Claire finally responded in a quiet but forceful voice. "I'm sorry you feel that way," she said. "But this can't come as a surprise. You knew it was a possibility from the very first time we were together. I've always been upfront with you. This is my decision. The sooner you accept it, the easier it will be for you. Goodbye." When she was certain the call was done, Gabriella poked her head into Claire's room. "Everything okay?" she asked. "That sounded a little rough." "It comes with the territory," Claire replied, sounding tired. "You know that as well as I do, Gabby. Some people tend to get a little attached." That sounded like it was teetering on the line between attachment and stalkerish. "Do you want to talk about it?" "Not really," Claire admitted. "I've got a guy picking me up at 7. That only gives me 2 hours to get ready. I'd rather focus on that." "You and me both," Gabrielle said. "I shouldn't set up 2 dates for 1 day. I'm wiped out from the beach. And now I've got to go clubbing until 2 a.m. My calves are going to be screaming tomorrow." "Tough lives we lead," Claire said with a lopsided grin. Gabby smiled back. She liked her friend most when she was like this, playful and self-deprecating. It made it hard to get jealous, even if Claire was gorgeous. A petite, blonde-haired, busty, skin-kissed Southern California goddess. Just a shade over 5 feet tall and hovering around 100 pounds, she was dynamite in a tiny package. But it was when she let down her guard that her charm really shined through. Only a few guys ever got to see that side of her. "Listen," Gabrielle said. "How about we take a break tomorrow? Just you, me, some mimosas, and something binge-worthy?" "That sounds awesome," Claire said. "I could really use some downtime. Everything feels so heightened these days. I wish people would chill, you know?" "I do." So tomorrow is officially Gabby and Claire's day of chill. Deal?
Deal,
Claire agreed. "At least until 6.